Just when you thought you've seen it all, you really haven't. Howie continues to play chess while all these other front offices are out playing checkers as this free agency continues to dominate the NFL world. We'll bring you some updates in the free agency market for Philly and for others, as well as dive into some Eagles news. All that and more on this week's episode of Second and 15. What up, Eagles fans? Welcome to Second and 15, a Philadelphia Eagles fan podcast. This is your host, Michael Roscoe, and here's what we're going to dive into on this week's episode. First, we'll discuss some Eagles news, and then we'll dive into our main topic, free agency, which I know we talked about last week, but there's been some more crazy-ass moves going on that I feel that we need to talk about. So first, let's get into that Eagles news. Eagles fans on social media shared some mixed reviews about the slight change to this year's jerseys. The Eagles had changed their wordmark logo probably, I think, like a year ago or some shit. It went to that more simplistic view, and it has officially made onto the new jerseys as Saquon Barkley, Bryce Huff, and CJ Gardner-Johnson recently debuted their new jerseys. Now, I say mixed reviews, but I've seen a lot of, like, negative comments towards it, and to an extent, I get it, but I don't really think it matters that much. Is the new wordmark logo a little bit more simplistic? Sure. That seems to be like a theme kind of going around with like the wordmarks across different teams. And I think it flows well with the jerseys, like on the midnight greens. I can't say what it would look like on like the black jerseys or the alternate white jerseys. Obviously, the word doesn't show up on the Kelly Green jerseys, but I don't think it's a big deal as like people are making it out to seem. But then again, that wouldn't be Eagles fans if we didn't blow something out of proportion before getting used to it or changing our opinion about it and liking it. If you haven't seen what they look like, go to NFL Shop and or just on the Eagles social media pages, and you can see what that looks like on the front of the Eagles jerseys right above the numbers. I think it looks fine. I mean, is it better than the previous word mark? Not really, but I think it looks fine. I don't think people need to be bitching about it as much as they are. But speaking of jerseys, this goes on to my next little bit of Eagles news, as the Eagles have recently released the jersey numbers for new acquisitions Saquon Barkley, Bryce Huff, and CJ Gardner-Johnson. Of course, Saquon will retain his number 26, which was most recently worn by safety Tremaine Edmonds before his trade to the Titans this last season. But in the Eagles' 2022 Super Bowl run, this was worn by running back Miles Sanders, who is currently on the Panthers, rocking the number 6. Bryce Huff will move from number 47 to Agent 0, which was most recently worn by running back DeAndre Swift. Not gonna lie, the number 0 looks tough as shit, and seeing this on a superstar in the making rocking this number for the upcoming season, it's gonna be sick. But not gonna lie, I also would have been cool with Huff rocking the number 47 again. I feel like 40 numbers get a lot of hate for no particular reason, with the exception of number 46. That just is not a great number, and I think it's reserved for long snappers. But anyway, 47 I think is one of the tougher looking ones out of the 40 numbers. But realistically, if I had to choose between 47 and 0, the number 0 definitely looks better for Huff. And I think an edge rusher like himself rocking that is going to look fucking sweet. Finally, CJ Gardner-Johnson will move from number 2, which he was on Detroit, / number 23, which he wore when he played for the Eagles in 2022, to the number 8. This was made to honor the late Kobe Bryant, NBA superstar and avid Eagles fans who, as most sports fans and probably people in general already know, tragically passed away in a helicopter crash in 2020. It's a nice little tribute that CJ is doing for the great Kobe Bryant. I think the number 8 looks great for him. I don't know what that means for Kenny Pickett. I don't know what number he's going to rock because he was rocking number 8. I'll go more into that later on. But yeah, I can't wait to see those guys rock those numbers as well as see what the other new acquisitions numbers will be. I know sometimes the Eagles just draw this the fuck out. Like, they make us wait. I don't know why the social media team makes us wait for these numbers so goddamn long compared to other teams, but I really hope they don't make us wait that long to see what these new numbers will look like. In other news, the Eagles have pushed back the due date for Hassan Reddick's $1 million roster bonus from March 15th to April 1st, sparking rumors that a trade is definitely happening now, as this move would allow the Eagles, if they were to trade Hassan Reddick, to hold on to that million. Now, this topic of a Hassan Reddick trade has been in conversation for a while now. I think it's a little, too much, but it would not make sense to me for us to trade him. Prior to the 2022 season, he's already signed a three-year $45 million contract, and he's owed $21.8 million for this upcoming season as part of that deal. Some reports are saying that his team is trying to get him $25 million for the year or some shit like that, or an extension that's worth $25 million a year. I don't know. But this is the final year of that contract, and I don't see what benefit in trading him would do before the end of his contract. Yes, they did give him permission to seek a trade, but that isn't a guarantee that he will be traded. I think we all hopefully know that by now. Just because someone seeks permission for a trade doesn't always mean that they're going to get traded. With the free agent market kind of dying down and the amount of cap space left across contending teams starting to decrease after this first, second wave, if you want to call it multiple waves, of free agency signings, I don't know if I can see a team being able to afford to sign him to a multi-year contract worth over $25 million to start this season. Yet, at least. Now, if he has a 2024 season that mirrors his 2022 season, I could see teams lining up to sign him after that, especially when the free agency arrives next year. I hope that the Eagles are intending to keep Reddick for this final contract year, if they can afford it. The combination of Reddick, Huff, Sweat, and Graham would be fucking nasty, and it gives me goosebumps, but like, goosebumps of joy, if that makes any sense at all. There are still a lot of free agents that haven't re-signed with the Eagles, such as Alamide Zaccheaus, Boston Scott, and Quez Watkins. And if they weren't re-signed, that could free up some money to maybe extend a contract or give Hassan Reddick the money he's looking for. With this new bonus deadline of April 1st, it's only a matter of time, though, before we know exactly what's going to happen. So we just have to be patient and wait and see. I know being patient is a pain in the ass for a lot of Eagles fans, but we just have to be patient and see what happens. And lastly, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts pays for the funeral of Texas high school football player Tervon Coles, who was killed in a shooting at a house party on March 9th in Houston, Texas. Coles played at the rival high school of Jalen Hurts' alma mater. Additionally, he sent a video message to Coles' family providing his condolences for their loss. A class act in the wake of extreme tragedy by Hurts. I'm proud of Jalen for stepping up to support members of his hometown community. And to the Coles family, I offer my sincerest condolences and am very sorry for your loss. It cannot be easy to lose a family member in such an abrupt and tragic manner, so my heart goes out to them and to the North Shore High School community. Alright y'all, shifting gears from some news, let's dive into our main topic. Once again, it is free agency. Now, last week, I discussed a lot of crazy-ass moves that have been made as we rang in the new league year and started the first week of free agency off with a bang. If you haven't listened to the last episode, check out episode 31, Nothing Free in Free Agency, for more context. I also said last week that Howie wasn't done, and I sure as shit was right. Now, before we look into the latest Eagles picks slash releases, let's look at some of the moves made across the league since last week's episode. The Cowboys finally made a move, signing veteran linebacker Eric Kendricks to a one-year deal. But yeah, I still think that's the only thing they've done so far. It's been a couple weeks, and other than some team re-signings, that's it. Jerry Jones going all in for sure. Former Falcons quarterback Desmond Ridder traded to the Cardinals will likely be the backup. In other potential backup quarterback news, former starting Commanders quarterback Sam Howell was traded to the Seahawks. Former 49ers defensive lineman Eric Armstead signs with the Jags on a three-year $51 million deal. Wide receiver Curtis Samuel goes from the Commanders to the Bills. The Chargers are just fucking getting rid of everybody as they get rid of Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen is traded to the Bears while they release Mike Williams, who ends up signing with the Jets. The Jets been making some money moves, I ain't going to lie, because they also picked up Tyron Smith from the Cowboys. Hollywood Brown goes from the Cardinals to the Chiefs, and the Chiefs, outside of Travis Kelce, finally get a decent receiver. Hopefully the Chiefs' receiving curse doesn't hit Hollywood Brown and he gets butter hands. The Los Angeles Rams are signing quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Bears trade quarterback Justin Fields to the Steelers for a sixth round pick. They get a caliber quarterback to back up Russell Wilson for a paperclip and some chewed up gum. Like, what? How is that possible? Anyway, now that we've talked about some of the stuff that's gone across the league, let's look at some notable departures from the Eagles team amidst this free agency frenzy. Linebacker Nicholas Morrow signs a one-year contract with the Bills. We have tight end Jack Stoll signing a one-year deal with the Giants. Offensive lineman Sua Opeta signs with the Bucks, and offensive lineman Jack Driscoll signs with the Dolphins. Now, I'm going to be real with y'all. The only two people out of those four that I'm slightly sad to see go, or I should say more sad to see to go compared to the others, are Jack Stoll and Sua Opeta. I think Opeta has been a reliable depth person at the offensive line position. He has stepped up when he's needed the most. You know, not the greatest, but certainly not a liability, and he's put in years of effort for this team, so I wish him nothing the best of luck. And Jack Stoll, I think he was a solid backup tight end. Not a big playmaker, but a decent blocker and a standout special teams guy. I'm low-key a fan of Jack Stoll still. You know, he made some good plays when it needed the most, but, you know, nothing across the lines of, you know, Dallas Goedert or anything like that. So to him, I wish you the best of luck. In New York, you're probably going to need it with that team. As for Nick Morrow and Jack Driscoll, you know, Morrow played a little bit better than expected, you know, after going into the season with a less than stellar reputation. But I think some of the signings that we've made recently at that position, which I'll go into later, are going to be a step up. And then Jack Driscoll, I'm sorry, but home dude was a bit of a liability. He had to step up for some big name guys like Lane Johnson, which is not easy to do, don't get me wrong. But I just wish things panned out better for him with us, and hopefully a change of venue for him kind of ups his game. But I feel like he's going to become one of those like backup players that goes across to different teams. But no hate to Jack Driscoll. I just think, you know, didn't work out for us. So best of luck to you with the Dolphins. Okay, y'all, to end this episode, let's take a look at some of the latest Eagles free agent acquisitions. Starting off with a defensive line, the Eagles signed PJ Mustafa to a one-year deal. Mustafa joins the Eagles from the Saints. I know, another type of transaction involving the Saints. Honestly, I don't know much about this dude other than he spent his college career at Penn State, so this will be a nice little welcome home for him. He'll add depth to the DT position for sure, especially with the retirement of Fletcher Cox. However, I would not be surprised if Howie continues to take mad advantage of free agency and make a big defensive tackle signing or sign a big name DT in the draft. Death, taxes, and Howie Roseman adding talent in the trenches are the only guarantees in this lifetime. So I imagine that Mustafa, in order to make this roster, is going to have to stand out tremendously in order to make the team. At the corner position, the Eagles signed Tyler Hall. He was signed Wednesday from the Las Vegas Raiders to a one-year deal. Hall is a 25-year-old corner who spent the last 3 years in Vegas after his rookie season with the Falcons. This looks to be a good depth signing as he's been bouncing back between active roster and practice squad. However, this depth signing will likely be at a critical position of need, which is the nickel corner position, especially after the release of Avonte Maddox and Zach McPherson coming off of his season-ending injury from last year. In a likely crowded corner room, depending on how the draft and other free agency goes, Hall will definitely have to stand out if he wants to earn an active roster spot. Next, we have linebacker Oren Burks. Oren Burks is an interior linebacker who played for the 49ers. Ugh, I know. but he's with us now, so it's all good. Even though he predominantly plays special teams, he made 5 starts for the 49ers last season, accomplishing 29 solo tackles, 46 combined, 1 sack, and 1 interception. Burks may be an advantageous depth signing at another critical position of need, as he has learned from and subbed in for the powerhouse linebacker duo of Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw. Burks has the chance to flourish in special teams, adding much-needed skill and experience while adding a solid depth piece if our starter interior linebackers get injured or don't pan out. Next, we have quarterback Kenny Pickett. And to be honest, y'all, I did not see this on my bingo card this year. We acquired him via a trade along with pick 120 of the 2024 NFL draft in exchange for pick number 98 of this year's draft and I think 2 late round draft picks from 2025. While Kenny Pickett didn't have the first round draft pick expectation for his first 2 years in the league, he arrives in Philly as a reliable backup option for Hurts, especially with the departure of Marcus Mariota to Washington. Howie said, hey, we need a backup. We went out and we got a backup. And a backup who was a first round starter. You know, those two things don't usually go together well, but hey, Kenny Pickett is still young. He's going to learn behind Jalen Hurts and Kellen Moore and a bunch of other experienced offensive players and coaches. I think it'll be good for him. He was drafted 20th overall in the 2022 NFL draft and didn't have to travel far from college to the pros, going literally from one side of a stadium to the other in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This trade was sparked by Pickett as he struggled with competition during the 2023 season, and with the signing of Russell Wilson, he wasn't looking to compete with the more experienced veteran. Pickett grew up an Eagles fan, and he looks to establish a career reset as he'll gain valuable learning experience behind this stellar offense. But on a side note, why the fuck did we have to give up like 3 draft picks while the Steelers were able to get Justin fucking Fields for a singular 6th round pick that might become a 4th round pick? Make it make sense. And lastly, but probably one of the bigger signings of this most recent group, is linebacker Devin White. Howie finally makes a splash at the off-ball linebacker position, signing a quality veteran to the roster. Despite an atypical year in 2023, Devin White has proved himself as a capable playmaker at his position and a leader within the defense. White spent the past 5 seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where he was picked 5th overall in the 2019 draft. White was injured in week 3 of the 2023 season, ironically against the Eagles, and he attributes that to how his season panned out. Last season was probably his worst statistical season. However, he got the most interceptions of his career with 2 last season. This will be interesting to see what role he'll fill within a Vic Fangio defense, as Devin White is an excellent blitzing linebacker, but Fangio typically doesn't blitz within his scheme. So to me, I'm unsure of what change, if any, will occur, whether that be Fangio blitzes more or if Devin White will spend a lot of the offseason adjusting to a defensive scheme that lacks in blitzing. Overall, he looks to have a bounce back year and is confident going into his new home and his new team, looking to retain his status as a playmaker and leader, hoping to add another Super Bowl ring to his collection. We've had 2 solid weeks of signing, but I don't think Howie is done just yet. This man is still cooking up some shit. We still need some help at the safety position. Yes, we got CJ, but we definitely could use more. Justin Simmons is still free. Are we going to get him? I have absolutely no fucking idea. If we can afford it, hell yeah. We're running it back to the Super Bowl if that's the case. But we'll just have to wait and see. So thank y'all for listening to this week's episode. That wraps it up for this week. If you like this episode and want to hear more, you can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Player FM, or wherever you get your podcasts by searching 2nd and 15, a Philadelphia Eagles fan podcast. We are also on social media. You can find us on Facebook and on our Instagram page, which is at 2nd and 15. That's 2ND. AND15. Once again, thank you everyone for sticking out this far and listening to the show. March Madness starts today. I know that's not football related, but I love March Madness. It gets fucking insane, hence the word madness. I've made like probably 12 different brackets with a whole bunch of different winners. So I hope y'all are able to enjoy some March Madness this weekend and any more crazy ass free agencies in the NFL. You know, I hope the Eagles continue to fucking nail it. So from all of us at 2nd and 15, don't forget to stay fly like an eagle. And as always, go Birds.